This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't you just love Mondays?
Yeah, right. No, that was a great weekend, though. There was much to do, much to take in. I had a wonderful time in Dickinson. Thank you to all the folks that packed what used to be the Quality Inn and Suites there. Now it's the Motel 6 in Dickinson. Just packed that ballroom they have there with folks having a grand time for the 19th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. And I had gumbo for the first time about 100 times because there was obviously, you know, nearly 20 cook teams. And it was a lot of fun. It really was. And, of course, the big part of that is they do so many great things for charitable groups. They're just doing a lot of really neat things, education and a lot of great. In fact, a huge raffle going on now for some education scholarships. And so, hi to all. It was great fun. And thanks to the crew from MBI Energy and Wyoming Casing for saying, Scott, come on out. Will you do this? And I said yes. And I had a great time. So, everybody that put that event together, it was marvelous. A couple of nice University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux victories.
What?
Well, that's the legacy one. Remember, I got a legacy one.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I got about that. You're right.
No, you're right. I'll just invoke the legacy rule when I use it.
They're putting
place.
Those things out there. Buzz. No buzz.
He gets. And meantime, I'm hoping to see a doctor over not being able to say hawk. I have that. It's kind of a speech impediment thing. So. I'm working on that.
Why like the fighting hawk hockey? Why can't we just combine it into fighting hockey?
Sounds like I have a chicken bone caught in my throat, so I can't say it. But anyway, how about your weekend, Todd? Did you have a fine weekend?
I had a fine weekend. Yeah,
just okay.
Just kinda, yeah. You know,
Manny, how about you? Give me a little bit on that, Manny. Tell me you were at the Minnesota Wild, a Chicago Blackhawks game where they smoked them in that outdoor stadium game yesterday. Were you there? Manny, are you eating something right now? Did we catch you off guard?
Mm-hmm.
Is it time for breakfast?
Yeah, this is normally that time where he gets to finally slam something down.
Yeah, okay. You eat your breakfast. We won't bother you anymore. Anyway, it was a fine weekend. But it is a somber Monday, honestly, because today is the day that Jason Mosier, a police officer from the city of Fargo, will be laid to rest. 1 o'clock this afternoon, a funeral that I must say I am just impressed beyond words of how all the particular groups that had to come together, but certainly the Fargo Police Department together with the family planning this, and it just seems to be incredible. Do you know flowers were delivered today from the New York Yankees? I mean, how cool is that, right? I mean,
wow.
And that really struck me when I saw that. I actually tweeted it out, but think about that. The New York Yankees are impacted by the death of a Fargo police officer, Jason Mosier. And that gives you a sense that this isn't just a Fargo thing. This isn't just a North Dakota thing or a Minnesota thing. It is, a thing that really hits you. And I think we're all paying much closer attention to this than we ever have. And for good reason. Because it's happening far too often. And meanwhile, we have rhetoric flying around, even among presidents of the United States, that are not exactly complimentary towards law enforcement. So, I am going out of my way when I see a law enforcement officer to say, I appreciate your service, and I think we all should. And I think attending today is another way we can do that. I'm really curious, and only a law enforcement officer can answer this question for me. So if we have any listening, you don't have to tell us, you know, where you're from if you don't want to, or even your name, but I'm just interested as a fellow law enforcement officer. When something like this happens, how does it affect you? I can't imagine that it wouldn't. I mean, honestly, if radio talk show hosts were being targeted to the degree that, police officers were being targeted, I would be a different person. How could you not be? And thankfully, it doesn't happen to many professions in this country, but it does happen to law enforcement officers. And for that, I'm really grateful that they do what they do to protect us. And I don't think we can say thank you enough. And I am thinking it would help me even better understand how this has affected other law enforcement officers who are coming in from all over. Story in the Bismarck Tribune today about the law enforcement group from there, and I'm sure there's others. I welcome anybody sharing stories of where law enforcement officers are coming in from, in addition to knowing just how this impacts you. So I appreciate all that very much, and thank you very much. But it is definitely a somber Monday, without question. Not a somber Monday politically for Donald Trump, right, or Marco Rubio. I think those two are the big winners. Hillary Clinton, too, honestly. She didn't win by much, but she won, and so I think that really stunts the momentum of the Nutty Professor. What's his name again? Sorry, that's not his name. Totally gapping on his
Nutty Professor?
Yeah, the socialist senator from Vermont, Bernie. Feel the burn. How could I forget that?
Yeah,
Bernie Sanders. Excuse that slip there, Tim.
When you said your hair name, by the way.
When you said Nutty Professor, I thought you were talking about the actual Nutty Professor, Sherman Klump, that Eddie Murphy played in the movie.
See, you're dating yourself, Manny, as being far too young and not having enough gray hair.
I know about the original Nutty Professor. Yeah, I know.
I think about Jerry Lewis when I think about the Nutty Professor.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's the Nutty Professor of whom I can't get enough of.
And whom we wouldn't mind being president.
Who's that?
The Nutty Professor.
Jerry Lewis?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll take him over Bernie Sanders.
The
Nutty
Professor, not the guy playing him on the debates these days, but...
Yeah. There's a really good...
Texter says Bernie looks like Doc from Back to the Future, which is also a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
Doc Brown. We wouldn't mind Doc Brown being president either.
I saw an interview with Jerry Lewis done by Raymond Arroyo on EWTN, who's a really good journalist, not long ago. And it was... I don't know why he decided to interview Jerry Lewis, but it was interesting. And he's one of us politically. He's a conservative fellow. So that was kind of interesting, and I never actually had any idea what his politics
were. I didn't either.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. We're going to talk about that more. A couple of programming notes. We have Lynn Helms on the program today. Lynn, of course, the director of the Department of Mineral Rights. Every month, Lynn comes on to give us the latest month numbers in oil and gas production. And, you know, despite all the headlines of doom and gloom, the numbers have stayed pretty steady and continue to. We're going to talk with Lynn about that. There's some signs, obviously, of what many have anticipated given the price of oil, as there has been every month, but nothing I would call super alarming. Ron Ness is going to be here as well, and we're going to chat with Ron about a number of things. One, it looks like Iowa is about to approve something we've been talking about for some time, and that is that a pipeline. Minnesota continues to hold up the Sandpiper pipeline, but thankfully Dakota Access Pipeline was smart enough to say, you know, we would just probably not go through Minnesota. So they instead have done North Dakota, Iowa, and maybe Nebraska. I forget the other one, but they are South Dakota, I guess. North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, I think is what it is. Anyway, that looks like a story in the Wollaston, the Des Moines Register here that says Bakken Pipeline okay, looks likely in Iowa, say foes and supporters. So we'll talk with him about that. And then also, I think it's important, as much as there are obviously tough times out there right now, that we not get into total doom and gloom, this is awful, the sky is falling mode. And Ron Ness and Kathy Nesseter quoted in a great story by John Hegeman for the Forum News Service, and the headline of which reads, "Despite North Dakota budget cuts, some don't expect a repeat of the 80s. And so let's not get too wrapped up about that. Meanwhile, in the governor's race, how about this? Guess who the optimistic one is right now? The one painting a vision of the future and how things are going to go. Rick Becker, state representative, candidate for governor, the more libertarian of the candidates, is saying, you know, we screwed up, we messed up. And, of course, he is a we because he was in the legislature. And we didn't. So he's kind of, you know, pointing the circular firing squad going, right? Doug Burgum is rolling out this whole deal of, you know, we got to get so we don't, you know, worry about commodity prices. So let's build some things that don't rely on the price of commodities for our, you know, sort of in the minds of some in the oil and gas industry, it's throwing the industry under the bus a little bit. You know, you're not that important, and we're going to go bulletproof ourselves to some other stuff. It's not necessarily going over all that well. And then Wayne Stengem, I heard him for a while in Dickinson on Saturday to Lincoln Day dinner there, and an unbelievably optimistic, address to the. I mean, he's using it obviously on the stump in his quest for the nomination. So that's rather interesting development there. a couple of really bizarre things on the presidential race I want to talk about, and then we're just going to get to your calls here. Donald Trump did a debate, or not a debate, sorry, a rally in Atlanta, Georgia. I think it was Atlanta. It was in Georgia for sure. And there was a protester, and he's getting these protesters now, and I think they're trying to get his goat, right? And he went crazy trying to get the lights shut off so that the protester would sort of lose his spot on the stage a little bit. But it was really bizarre. Other than that, Trump, I know, took a pretty smart, almost presidential-like tone most of the weekend on the interviews after South Carolina and everything else, pretty good. And then a bizarre little dust-up between the Rubio camp and the Cruz camp, where the Cruz camp was accusing Rubio of saying that the Bible was no big deal when he ran into the father of Ted Cruz. I don't know if you saw this, but we have the audio of both the Trump thing and the other. We'll try and get to them as well. And we're going to play a part of the Antonin Scalia service over the weekend, the eulogy, which was really incredible. So stay tuned for that, too. Coming up all on What's On Your Mind, your calls welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Next, don't touch that dial.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&S Motors, Inc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance. We are at a crossroads in America. Our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience are under attack. Our president, by funding Planned Parenthood, has endorsed the taking of innocent life in the womb. The highest court in the land, absent a rational constitutional basis, has redefined marriage, striking a blow to the very foundation of the family. It's time to stand up. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to NDFA.org. That's NDFA.org.
Some farmers got zero ARC payments. Others got less than they should have. Were you paid the right amount? Go to FixTheFarmSubsidy.com for details. Join Progressive Ag Law at free informational meetings in North Dakota, February 22nd through the 26th. Come to a meeting to learn how Progressive Ag Law will help you obtain the payments you are entitled to. The surveys failed, and the RMA and FSA differ. Farmers, let's get this right and prevent it from ever happening again. These meetings are free, and they are important to all farmers. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com has details on a meeting near you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Best of the best. When you buy something, you want the best, right? High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, can sell you the best. That's what the Apache sprayer is. The only sprayer with a standard 5-year warranty. Best in the business. A fuel efficiency, best in the business. Incredible what they do there. And, of course, that light footprint, the lightest in the industry, best in the industry again. That gives you less compaction on the ground. Mechanical drive system. You got a more rugged machine. Makes the Apache sprayers easier to maintain. In High Plains Apache, they have models from 750 gallons to 1,200 gallons. Some booms up to 132 feet. It'll cover some ground. High Plains Apache, your authorized Apache sprayer dealer. Mandan, across from Bonanza. And Exit 60, south of Fargo and Frontier. Tell them Scott sent you. We're also brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com about what is happening, and even in tough times, an industry that gives back. That wonderful event the API put on for the gumbo cook-off. A prime example of that on Saturday. Why didn't you guys just tell me gumbo was just soup? That's all it is. I don't get how it's any different than, you know, I was fretting about gumbo and never having it and, you know, thinking I wouldn't like it and all these samples I was going to have to judge, and it's soup. Maybe you guys didn't know. Manny, are you done with your breakfast sandwich yet? Can you tell us whether you have ever had gumbo?
I have had gumbo.
And you didn't warn me. Todd, how about you? Have you had gumbo?
I don't believe I have.
Let's see. Well, you're going on a little vacation now. I mean, you might as well have a little gumbo.
Yeah.
Go on the edge a little bit.
Yeah.
Todd is going to be gone, for 3 weeks or some ridiculous thing.
Yeah, 3 weeks, yeah. I'm going to try to not bring back the Zika virus, but if I bring it back, we'll have something to talk about, I guess.
Yeah, you're going to some beach or something, aren't you?
Going to the Bahamas.
Oh, my God.
A little cruise thing.
Unbelievable.
Well, my folks got it for free with a, you know, they did some remodeling, and you spend so much money to get a free cruise, and they didn't want to go. And I'm like, I got
to
do everything.
Why are you going on
good grief?
On a cruise just to be able to come hang out with him for crying out loud? You're pretty good about it. No, they're the same, aren't you? Yeah, he is. I would love, honestly, to hear from anybody in law enforcement today about what's happening. So give us a call at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Gary says, I have not fulfilled an IOU on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and it keeps me awake at night when I think of things I promised to people that I haven't fulfilled. So what did I do, Gary? Tell me. Lay it on me.
Well, hey, good morning, Scott, and hi, Todd. How are you? Back when you took your daughter to the Taylor Swift concert the following morning, you were indicating that you had done that and whatever, and then later on in the show, you had said, if anybody can tell me what I did last night, what have you, whatever, and by the end of the conversation between you and I, you had promised that you would be sending me out a book that you had written, some stories, recollections, what have you. And, geez, I had actually planned to have that as a Christmas gift for...
Oh, my gosh. I am now feeling so awful. Can I send you, like, 3 books?
Well, I don't know if I have that many friends. The main thing, I guess, was, I sent emails, I talked to Todd, he says, well, just get on the radio and give him hell, but...
Yeah, that's a good idea,
Well, Gary Blue Oyster Cult.
Todd, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Here's the scoop. It happens, unfortunately, we get your address
problem.
and something falls through the cracks, but I really, really apologize, and by the way, if anybody else has been promised a book and hasn't got it, please do the same thing Gary did. Just call and give me a little grief, because my sincerest apologies. We will get it out there.
If I give Scott grief, he totally ignores me. But if you call on the radio and give him grief, he is going to pay attention.
Well, first of all, that's not true. But anyway,
okay.
You know, this is no excuse. But I get a ridiculous amount of emails, and I'm terrible about like organizing them in the proper boxes and everything. So I have this one big giant email box. And so stuff gets lost. I mean, but that isn't an excuse. So,
Scott, I tell you what. If you can just drop it off in Bismarck on your way through to one of your many events that you cover during the course of a week or a month, that'd be great. Todd will give me a call when it gets there. There's no shipping costs or anything like that for you, and I'll just pick it up at that time. Then how's that?
All right, done deal. So Rev, the great Ravani,
sure,
is going to make a note that what we'll do is I'll just put another case in my car, and then I've got him there for other folks
and,
to
too. And part of the promise too, sorry to interrupt you, was that you would also sign that for me.
Oh, sure, not a problem. And I'm signing it to Gary?
Yes, please.
Got it. Sounds good. Very good.
Hey, appreciate your help. Enjoy the rest of the day, and my heart goes out to Officer Moser's family and the rest of the law enforcement as well. So
thank
you all, have a great day. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Gary. We're on it. Gonna sign it. Now, okay, to atone for my little mess up there. The next 10 people who call our off-air line, I'm going to give you the number. Because Manny can't take these. But if you call and just leave your name and your address, we will send you, we promise, all 10 of you, a free copy of Grassroots, a Common Sense Action Agenda for America. I wrote it about 5 years ago, so it's dated now, but it is a collection of stories, and I'm happy to give them to our fine listeners, and we do that from time to time. So you just call 855-200-1776. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor line that we answer 24/7. You just press 1, and you leave your name and your address, and we'll mail it out, okay? And then I'll feel better about poor Gary having to wait since October. Bob, in West Hope, tell us what's on your mind.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
How's everything?
Real good. How are you?
Well, good. You're talking about the gumbo soup. You know, that is a soup. The only thing is it's thicker than the other soups that you usually drink, right?
I guess so. I don't know. Most of the stuff I had was just pretty much soup. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in it. So, you know, when there's a lot of sausage and different things, a few had shrimp, but,
my mother used to make that back home, and it'd be just like a Bosch soup. Now, Bosch soup is pretty much everything vegetable with the meat juice in it. And little chunks of meat, but not much of meat. But, I mean, that's the way that was. So,
what's your favorite kind of soup?
I think it would be vegetable that way. I mean, with the cabbage and the beets and the rutabaga.
You're naming some things I've never eaten. You're a better man than me, Bob.
You know. Yeah, lots of onion, though.
There you go. Onions I could do, but beets and cabbage, not so much. But... well, now I know. Now I know. I appreciate that very much. Yeah.
Yep. You
appreciate
take
that.
Care now.
Thank you.
Bye.
You as well. Yeah, absolutely. How long is the Trump cut here? I don't think we have time to play it now. I want you to hear this because Donald Trump really did go a little bit on the crazy side over at this rally. But you know, I don't like protesters either. So. I didn't do headlines earlier, so I could do that. What do we have in the headlines? Bismarck Tribune, besides obviously the things about the funeral and the number of officers traveling in, a story we're going to dig into here a little bit, hostile working environment at the Department of Transportation. This is state DOT. And an investigation is now calling for a new division director and policy changes. I've heard some rumbles about this for some time and that there's some validity, to that, but, you know, I don't like just hearing that and assuming that to be the case. I like to sort of dig into it a little bit and find out, so we may get a chance to do that. But that's something that no doubt has Bismarck and state employees buzzing today. So, understandably, I wanted to share that. All right. When we come back, Lynn Helms, North Dakota Department of Mineral Rights. Don't miss this. Straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest, OSHA Area Director Eric Brooks, and his thoughts on North Dakota's workplace fatality statistics.
Well, the most recent year that I have stats for, and stats are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was, in the year 2012, there were 64. In 2013, there were 56. And in 2014, it actually dropped down to 38. Now, while that might be encouraging because that number is decreasing, as long as it remains above zero, then it's too many. And there are some that may say zero is unachievable, but I believe that's utter nonsense. Because if I have to accept that zero is unachievable, then I have to accept that the cost of providing for one's family in this great nation is a worker's life. And I'm never going to be on board with that. Every one of us can do better.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'll even make it easy on him. I'm in Bismarck. He can drop it off at the station also.
How about that? Happy to do it.
Yeah.
So, we got a couple left, so if you want to still give us a ring, I think we're 8 or 9 now, so we'll take 2 more. 855-200-1776. And for that matter, if you want to pick it up at our studios in Fargo, our studios in Bismarck, KFIRE 550 in Bismarck, AM 1100, the flag in Fargo, happy to leave them for you there right at the main studio address. But I appreciate the calls and the fact that you're listening out there. I want to tell you about my friends at MyPillow. You've probably, no doubt, heard Todd and I talk about MyPillow, our pillows. And you may have already bought one yourself. You got the benefit of a great night's rest with MyPillow. You get it, right? You understand why we're so passionate about this pillow. Well, now it's time to share. Because MyPillows make a wonderful gift for birthdays, Mother's and Father's Day, graduations, great, gifts for Grandma and Grandpa, a shower gift for a new mom. Do your kids have one? Insomnia touches all ages and affects your health negatively. So give the gift of sleep. Give MyPillow. Buy one, get one free. Great deals, 50% off by calling 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. And by the way, this 2-for-1 deal, not available in stores, only available directly through MyPillow. Call them at 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about where we're at in the world of oil and gas development in North Dakota today on the program. First with Lynn Helms to crunch the latest numbers that we have from the Director's Cut, and later with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council today on the program as well. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well this morning, Scott. It's nice to be on the program.
Well, we appreciate having you, for sure, always. And appreciate you taking a little time to chat with our listeners. By the way, if you do have questions for Lynn, they are welcome here. Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Welcome all of those ways to interact with us today or ask questions of Lynn on the program. So you always do a pretty good job of sort of giving us the headline and the summary and putting a theme to where we're at. So let's start there. Give us the overview.
Yeah, well, the theme for the end of 2015, which was a most interesting year, as you know, is lower for longer. I had the opportunity to visit with 7 of the big Bakken operators down in Houston at the NAEP conference that week, and also one of our bigger service companies and 3 of the pipeline companies. And I just heard that theme over and over, and it sure seems to be held up by the data. When this whole thing started, Scott, we weren't sure if we were looking at something like the 2008 financial crisis. That one bounced back in a year. We had the oil price problems in 97. That was a three-year long odyssey. And then, of course, we know the 1986 one was somewhere around 7 years long. So this one looks like it's going to be longer than a year, that's for sure. I think we're hopeful now that it's a turnaround like we had in 97 through 2000, which puts us, the second quarter of 2017 before we really start to see activity pick up and prices improve. So everybody is dialing in what they call lower for longer.
And what does that mean, define lower for longer?
Well, a year ago, there was quite a bit of optimism that prices would rebound. China was chugging along, and even though they're in single digits economic growth, and they still are, but that was before the Iran oil re-entered the market, and that dropped prices significantly lower, probably another 40% drop from where they were a year ago. And it also means that prices stay lower longer than what we anticipated a year ago. So that's why we've extended those forecasts for these lower oil prices to be significantly lower than what we projected a year ago, and to be at those lower prices for maybe a year and a half longer than we anticipated, because it's that Iranian oil coming on the market. You heard last week the first boatload of that hit Europe last week, and so that 500,000 barrels a day is going on the market, and it's going to depress prices for a longer period of time.
And when you say lower, I mean, I instantly think, okay, how can we go lower than the upper 20s here? You aren't talking about lower as in the price, just that we're at a lower price and it's going to be lower for longer. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right, Scott. We're not projecting price to drop significantly from here. We're just saying it's lower than what we thought 6 months, a year ago, and it's going to stay at those lower prices for longer. So I think what you saw in the discussions between Iran and Saudi Arabia and Russia was some talk about the fact that they've got to shore up this current price. They don't want to see it go any longer or any lower. And, a lot of people saw in that optimism that prices were going to bounce back. No, that was all about preventing prices going any lower. But they're going to let the market, I think the world demand, try to catch up with supply. And that's a year-end 2016, early 2017 paradigm or timeline for demand to catch up with supply.
So, okay, again, going back to that thought process of the second quarter 2017 before things come up. What do you see in a pattern since the prices have been trending lower, allowing you to predict between now and that point? What are we going to be looking at? What's that time frame look like between now and second quarter 2017?
Well, today we got 39 drilling rigs operating. It looks like that number is going to drop down to probably in the upper 20s or around 30, somewhere between 25 and 30 drilling rigs is where we see the bottom of this thing. And the difficulty is that the length of time that prices are staying low, it's making it very hard for companies to maintain CapEx and have the money on hand to begin investments right away. So even once we get price recovery, the end of this year or first, second quarter of 17, it's going to take 12 months or so before they accumulate the capital from the higher prices to be able to start reinvesting in, first of all, not completed wells, and then secondly, in drilling new wells. So you're actually looking at 2018 before we see a rebound in activity.
And how is North Dakota placed? So that environment's the same for Texas. That environment's the same for, Oklahoma, and for that matter, offshore and our, competitors in OPEC and everywhere else.
Talking to the big operators, and they're all involved in the Bakken. They're involved in the Eagle Ford. They're involved in the Permian. They're involved in offshore or deepwater Gulf of Mexico. At the current price range, Bakken ranks number three. When we move into a price range around the $50 West Texas Intermediate price point, Bakken jumps to number two. And above $60 a barrel, Bakken ranks number one in terms of return on investment. So it kind of gives you an idea of how they're lining up their capital investments. Right now, they're trying to spread them. Number one is Permian, number two, Eagle Ford, number three is Bakken. That's why you're still going to see some drilling in North Dakota. But as that price begins to rise, the end of this year and the first half of 2017, that picture changes, and Bakken jumps to number two, and then finally at above $60 WTI, Bakken ranks number one, and you'll see CapEx redirected very strongly towards North Dakota at prices above 60.
That, folks, is what you call good news for the long haul, because that says, you know, those dollars will be invested here before they're going to be invested everywhere else, and that's in this price environment. So that's
that's absolutely right, Scott. And so, you know, short term, 2016 is going to be a very, very difficult year. But when you look out a little bit further, things look significantly better. And if you look out the long haul, when you're starting to talk 3 to 5 years out into the future, Bakken ranks number one, and there's no question that the resource has not diminished in size, and that we're going to have 60,000 wells on the landscape. It's more a matter of when as opposed to if.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline question for Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, our guest here with the latest numbers. Director's Cut is out with the final look at 2015. Chris, on the road, what's on your mind?
Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Helms, just am I off base here, am I thinking, but with Russia becoming the largest export of oil to China, surpassing Saudi Arabia, and then OPEC and non-OPEC, including Russia, saying they're going to do the output freeze, Iran says they're on board, but only once they hit pre-sanction levels. Now, is Iran not going to put North Dakota out of the market because they're going to be at 1.5 million barrels per day? They can produce it for less, they can export it for less, and we're at 1.1 million barrels a day. And our current supply is, what, 1.5, 1.7 over? And if that rate sustains, how long will it take us to get the actual price correction with the market at the current state?
That's a great question, and there's a few different thoughts wrapped up in there. I'm going to try to touch them one at a time. I was just doing some research yesterday on world supply and demand. And world supply and demand, even at increased Iranian oil production, come into balance the second quarter of 17. There is a lot of investment going in Saudi Arabia. I spoke to our biggest service company, and that president was over in Saudi Arabia just recently, about a month ago. Saudi Arabia is going wide open in terms of drilling and completions just to maintain their current production. Iran is going to have to attract billions of dollars of investment if they want to increase their production. And based on conversation with these world oil companies, folks rank the Bakken above Iran in terms of making investments. I think part of that is the quality of the oil, but a bigger part is a stable political and regulatory.
Absolutely. Hang on, Lynn. We'll let you finish the rest of that answer for Chris, and you can hang on, too, after a short timeout. Don't forget, by the way, on our AM 1100, the Flag affiliated Fargo-Moorhead, we will have live coverage today of the funeral for Jason Mosier. That is at 1 o'clock, and that'll preempt the second hour of Rush Limbaugh, so tune in for that. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this timeout.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 149 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 30th through June 12th. See southern Norway at its best, the fjords, the waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we will meet the people. phone me toll-free at 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Still hit the sanctuary same in the summer time.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan received $0 in our co-payments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit FixTheFarmSubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. FixTheFarmSubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Question for Ben Carson, presidential candidate. He joins us Wednesday in the Talk Radio Town Hall. You know, Congressman Kevin Cramer has been doing this straw poll, and you can vote on who your favorite is. Get that done, by the way. It ends, I think it's this week that it ends. If I'm not mistaken, it was going through February. So you can vote on that. And then they're also going to be joining us from time to time on the Talk Radio Town Hall. So Ben Carson, Wednesday on What's on Your Mind. If you have questions, call the 24/7 Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 855-200-1776. Same thing if you have questions for any of the gubernatorial candidates, because a week from Wednesday, we have a candidate forum that will be airing in the Valley along with Valley News Live. Two candidates participating in that candidate forum. And then on Wednesday is, of course, the big debate. This is actually the North Dakota GOP debate. Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum, as well as Rick Becker, and that is going to be on Wednesday evening. That you can attend live if you like at the Bellows Auditorium in Bismarck on Thursday evening, but it will also be broadcast on Prairie Public Television, I believe, for sure. I know Dave Thompson is asking the questions along with Danelle Huska, so we're looking forward to that. It should be great fun and really honestly looking forward to a great conversation there. So, and an opportunity for you to hear from all the candidates on the program. Don't forget, 1 o'clock today, the funeral for Jason Mosier. Much of North Dakota focused on that today. That's where our thoughts are, all of us, certainly. And thoughts and prayers for the family and all the law enforcement officers of the Fargo PD and all the law enforcement officers that are coming in. If you're driving in, we said earlier, we'd love to hear from you to talk a little bit about your thoughts on this day. So, again, 24/7, call that Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline and share your comments. 855-200-1776. All right, Lynn, so we cut you off there a little early in answering the question from Chris on the Iran-Russia-OPEC angle. Go ahead and finish that, and we'll see if Chris has a follow-up here.
Sure. Well, just very quickly, and thanks for asking, Chris, but Russia, of course, is the wild card in this, not a member of OPEC, not really controlled by what they do, but the least favored of the three in terms of Chinese oil supply. So we'll see how all that pans out. I know Russia is operating at 100% of capacity. There is no capital investment. There is nothing that can increase their capacity. And that's pretty much the same for Saudi Arabia. So we're just dealing with the market absorbing the additional Iranian crude. And International Energy Agency has that happening second quarter of 17.
Anything else, Chris?
No, that all covers it. I appreciate the answer. Thank you.
All right.
One question I have is Russia is really obviously hurting with prices, you know, here, right? It's not feeding the Putin machine in any way, shape, or form. So while prices are obviously bad here for us and for development and what's going on, low prices for some competitors is not necessarily a bad thing, especially when they're state-owned because it clips their wings pretty good, doesn't it, Lynn?
Well, that's absolutely true. Russia did something, though, that really protected them, I think, from a lot of the effects of this, and that is they opened up the ruble to world trade markets. And so with the strength of the dollar, which has depressed oil prices, the ruble's value has just plummeted. So internally, they're not feeling the heat that a lot of countries are that have their currency fixed or tied, like China. That has really helped them in terms of weathering this storm. Their oil is worth a lot less on the world markets, but internally, the devaluation of the ruble has caused a lot of that to be really invisible to the Russian people, and that's helped them a great deal. They're not in nearly as tough a shape as countries like Venezuela. But we are starting to see the effects here in North Dakota. We had a 2.5% production decline in December, November to December, and based on all the numbers, that looks like a real hard decline. It's not being impacted by, you know, flaring restrictions or oil conditioning or anything like that. It's truly economics that are driving that production down. And so we could see a struggle here if prices stay low through this whole year, probably exiting the end of the year at just over 1 million barrels a day. And that, of course, is a significant drop from earlier projections.
We have less than a minute left, and we had one question about the effects on technology when down prices happen. We'll save that one for Ron Ness, for the caller that wanted us to ask that of Lynn and get his take on that next time he's here. But I have one other text that came in actually before that saying, can Lynn talk more about the stripper well memorandum that the state came out with last week? You want to give us a little bit on that quickly?
You bet. What we saw was a huge jump in marginal wells being inactivated because of low prices. We're close to 400 above normal. And so the Industrial Commission said, hey, these things are a real asset to the oil companies and to the royalty owners, and we want to extend a waiver status to them so they don't end up being plugged in these artificially low oil prices, and that when we see $40, $50 oil again, those assets can be put back in production, and those mineral owners, taxpayers, oil companies can benefit from those assets. So we don't want to see them abandoned just because Russia, Saudi Arabia, and Iran have driven the oil price to unsustainably low values.
Makes sense. Lynn, always appreciate your time joining us on the program. Thank you very much.
Glad to be here. Let's do this again.
We do. We get the chance to do it at least once a month when those new numbers come out, and we really appreciate the insight and analysis. Thanks a ton.
Have a great day.
Lynn Helms, Director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, La Ness, will join us as well. Coincidentally, those two ended up on the same day. Lynn kind of floats when it works with his schedule. Ron is at least one Monday a month when we get a chance to catch up with him. So we appreciate that very much. And, of course, much more. Straight ahead. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.